Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 9th of February. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where it was suggested yesterday that an end-of-day close above the initial February resistance at £1.10 could be a buy signal for a new leg to the upside towards £2, and made a good show of it today with the gap to the upside, peak £1.45, obviously just falling shy of the previous peak there that we had at the beginning of the year. But the view is that while we remain above the floor of the gap today at £1.20 on an end-of-day close basis, we could still get up to £2 by the end of next month. So let's see how that goes. On to Cobra, which has made sporadic appearances here. But today we've got this sort of V-shaped bull flag, V-shaped formation, got a handle as well. The top of the channel here that has been the target for quite some time, up to 5 pence, and that channel has been in place since the end of 2018. Obviously, if you're waiting for a buy trigger on this, you'd wait for an end-of-day close above 3.8 pence, which was last month's intraday peak and the peak, I suppose, of the last year or so. Above 5 pence, looking for a pretty decent move here, actually, maybe towards 7, 8 pence over the next 3 or 4 months. So 8 pence there would be that resistance line projection from 2019. So a lot to shoot for here if we can get through 3.8. The stop loss at the moment, just back below the 3 pence area, maybe the 20-day moving average at 2.9 pence would cover it ahead of any potential move to the upside. Moving along to a stock which has delivered some decent news today regarding permission, and we've got a good gap to the upside for Emerson through the 20-day moving average and the initial February peak at 7.5 pence. End-of-day close or a weekly close above 7.5 should be enough to take the shares through to a top of December price channel target as high as 12 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment back just below the 7 pence area and below the floor of the gap that the shares have left. So above 7, basically up to 12, and ideally we hold above 7.5 for Emerson. The Gene Drive Barmy Army seems to be very much in on the front foot at the moment. Not surprisingly, really, we've had a good surge for the stock since the break through the 200-day moving average at the end of last week. A nice close there, and also breaking the £1 intraday resistance. We're looking for the £2 level, which we've been looking at for I think quite a while now, since the shares gapped up through 60 pence. And £2 now looks to be on the cards, hopefully by the end of this month, the way things are going. It's quite interesting to compare the rally that we had for Gene Drive through March, from March to May, where the shares rallied from sub 50 to over £3. And interestingly enough, this rally looks to be as strong, if not stronger, than that rally. So let's see if history repeats itself. But we've got a £2 target there by the end of the month on Gene Drive, especially while we hold above yesterday's peak at £1.17. Moving along to another stock which has caught the eye of traders of late. Massive move here for GS Technologies. The only painful part was the retreat from the late January peak there at 1.55 pence back to, 0.5. So if you could ride through that, you could ride through anything. Current situation is that we've hit the target that we had before, the top of a rising trend channel around the 2.1 pence level, and come back from that. But end of day close through 2.1 pence this week, or a weekly close above that, could take GS Technologies up to a new target, which is a January resistance line projection promising 3.5 pence by the end of next month. Another stock which had a good month last month and looks like it's being revitalized at the moment is GTEC Group. Here, if we have actually bounced off the floor of this rising trend channel from last month at 28-29 pence. Then we are looking towards 60 pence as soon as the end of next month, especially while we hold above the 20-day moving average at 25 pence. So pretty good setup there for GTEC. Probably looking for the shares to just break, if you're cautious, wait for the shares to break the 34 pence level, which is today's intraday high. So end of day close through 34 could be the trigger for 60 pence on GTEC. Stock which has been rather less dramatic, but looks like it's gradually building momentum is i3 Energy. Interesting here, obviously, we've got the overall macro element of oil prices improving. A bit of a triangle formation here at the moment, but an end of day close through the January resistance line at 6.3 pence should finally give us the momentum to hit the top of a rising trend channel from May last year, as high as 9 pence. And that could be as soon as the end of next month if we get a pretty quick 6.3 pence plus break. Mode was my number two stock of the year for 2021. So far, looking reasonable. We had the spike last month to 75 pence, and it's interesting that with Bitcoin much higher than it was then, we should actually be seeing Mo Global higher than that peak, so maybe there's a bit of catching up to do. The technical target at the moment that we've had is 85 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of this month. In terms of the stop loss, probably last Friday's peak at 55 pence would make as much sense as anything else. Above 55 up to 85 for Mode Global at the moment. A stock which is making its debut here, and for good reason, well, we hope for good reason, had a key reversal here on OTAC versus yesterday's high, and also a break of the 50-day moving average combined with a break of a July resistance line from last year. So above 27 pence on an end of day close basis, looking towards the 200-day moving average at 42 pence first, so maybe over the next week or two. Big target here, maybe by the end of April, would be the top of this broadening triangle from last year, as high as 70 or 75 pence. So it'd be quite a reward from current levels. Early back below 25 pence, really questioning the recovery argument. Haven't looked at remote monitor systems for a few days. Obviously, this is the big week for the shares in terms of the vote on the warrants. And it looks as though the shares are actually sort of squeezing higher slowly. That said, on the basis of the RSI bouncing at 50 and above, so we're at 53 there, so that tends to be a leading indicator on upside. Also, we've had several days over the price action bouncing on the 50-day moving average and also bouncing on a line of support from November. So above 2 pence, the technical glass here half full. If you're cautious on the stock, which some might be given the propensity of the management to keep selling options, a break of that resistance line there from November and 2.7 pence on an end of day close basis should be enough to finally get this stock to go up and stay up. The 2 to 3 month target here back at 7 pence. If we get a reasonably swift break of 2.7 pence for RMS. Just a couple of stocks to go now. Probably the technical setup of the day comes from San Leon Energy. I just talked about this before as well, saying that strongest multi-bagger signal in the book is a gap through resistance and holding that gap, holding the top of the gap. We've done that now for a couple of days for San Leon, so that's 10 out of 10 in terms of the strength. Just looking for an end of day close probably above the Friday peak at 34 pence. But while we have the top of the gap there at 28 pence holding on an end of day close, looks as though the shares could hit the top of a rising trend channel from February last year as high as 60 pence. Rather difficult to work out what would do that, but the technicals are there, and the technicals, the chart setup at least, looks pretty strong at the moment on San Leon. Equally strong at the moment is Tirupati Graphite, lots of news flow, but this is a technical situation here where we've had, well, since I called up the chart, I've had a breakthrough here. That was just in the last few minutes. And I was looking for an end of day close through that January resistance line and the 20-day moving average at 80 pence. Looks like we'll get that now. and above 80 pence, the target here up to £1.30 over the next 2 to 3 months, which is a December resistance line projection. So this stage, anybody back below the recent support at 70 pence really delaying the upside scenario, but a decent close above 80 today and a weekly close above 80 today could give us the £1.30 target that we're looking for. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.